Blog Talk Radio.
Hey there, and welcome back to the Lisa Lisa Show. This is Lisa Lisa speaking to you live from the home front on my landline. Hopefully this will sound better. In fact, I'm listening to it now, and there's quite a lot of noise in this phone. You know, who knows? So fall has definitely fallen, and summer's over. I was trying to milk it as long as I could, but I think I wore shorts up until 2 days ago. I think maybe 2 days ago. Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Oh, it's already Wednesday. I don't know. Maybe 3 days ago, 4 days ago. Anyway, so here it is. But, you know, I'm going away for warm weather, just an end of the summer blast, be on the beach kind of thing. Because, you know, I really didn't go to the beach much this summer. It was 1 week in North Carolina, and that was the only time I was on the beach. And I did close to a four-mile walk almost every day, and that was spectacular. But, you know, it's nice to be on white, sandy beaches where you're barefoot and you feel good about it, not where you're getting your feet pummeled and pumiced, and you come back and they just hurt. So the beautiful sandy beaches of Florida coming up very soon. Anyway, so so many things to say. So I have an issue with phones and electronics and blah blah blah. So I'm gonna check and see if I'm alkaline or acid. Not that this is gonna make any difference, because I'm sure at some point in my life I must have been alkaline, and maybe now I'm acid, but who knows? I will know probably by the end of the week. But getting to the point, so cable people came, Time Warner Cable, came last week, Thursday, and put in a new box, taking away my old DVR box with 80% of stuff DVR'd. And a lot of it I was saving, some of it I hadn't watched yet, because I delete it as I go anyway, just the way that it is. So they came in, and they take out my old box, and they replaced it with a new box. And 2 days later, that box went kaplooey. Now, you can't say this is my fault. The box just started doing its own thing. Like, it wasn't telling the time anymore. It was just constantly counting up. So I have no idea what that was about, but it was really, really annoying. And you get to a point where you're like, well, I have no answer. I don't know what to say. I don't even know what to think. Done, done, done. So I called them up, and I tried to make an appointment with them, and they come back a final full week later, okay? So I go a whole week without cable, which is not such a big deal, but having set up and tried to DVR other things, but, you know, whatever. So I'm way behind on a couple of things, but not like I'm watching television every day, but anyway, it's nice to be able to come home at night and just wind down with the TV. So the woman comes in, and she puts the first box in, and she says, and this is what they did like a year ago. She says to me, this box is not in your, what do they call it, your whatever it is that you pay for. It's not part of your package. That was it, my package. So did any wonder I couldn't think of the word package? Anyway, so she says, it's not part of your package. I don't think we can use this box, but I'm going to try anyway. So she hooks it all up. She turns it all on, and it goes on, and the next thing you know, it's not working. And she said, yeah, this is not your package. We can't use this box. Okay. So she leaves, and then she comes back with another box. And she hooks that box up. We wait a few minutes. She starts to set it up. And I said to her, can you just set the DVR? So she goes to the DVR, and she goes to set it up, and it's not responding. And there are a couple of movies already on the box. So I said, so this is not a new box. It's refurbished. And she said, I guess so. So it's not responding. And she said, well, this box isn't working anyway, so this is no good. So now she leaves. And she takes the box with her, and she comes up with a third box. And again, sets it up. We wait a few minutes. And I said to her, okay, so can you set the DVR on this box? She comes up. She's playing around with it. It's not responding. So third box, no good. So she said, you know what, I'm going to have to come back. I don't have any more boxes. Can I come back in an hour? I said, an hour's fine. That's great. All right, bye. She leaves. I jump in the shower. I was doing a hot oil treatment, so my hair is, like, covered with this oil. So she leaves. I get all showered. I get dressed. She comes back. She puts in a new box. Totally different looking box, by the way. And sets up the DVR, and she saw that's responding. And she said, you know, this could be your house. This could be your problem. Like, oh, excellent. So you can't even take responsibility for the fact that the three boxes that you brought me, albeit the first, because it wasn't in my package, was my fault that they weren't working and they were refurbished. Don't you love that? I was like, yeah, okay, that's great. That's fantastic. So anyway, lo and behold, I have a new box. And I was able to DVR the debate, but I actually got home in time for it. So I had another Canvas and Cocktails on Monday night. And, of course, you know, bad timing. Who knew? I totally spaced that it was the debate, thusly, it was a smaller attendance than we anticipated. And the funny thing is the co-host on that one said the same thing. So when I got there and I'm setting up, she said, I totally spaced that it's the debate. I said, yeah, me too. So it was a terrific evening. It was a fabulous space. Hoping to do more there going forward. And that was spectacular. They fed everybody. They even gave me food to take home. So that was a really spectacular night. And I'd say an advanced painting. It was kind of a tough one, but I'd say everybody did really, really, really well. So that's the story on that, and I'm sticking to it. So by the time I got home to watch the Comedy Hour, it was good. I was just winding down. And, man, do I have to say, what the heck was going on with Trump and the sniffling? That was too funny. So I was watching Conan O'Brien last night. And, you know, I'm a fan, but I don't always watch a show. I like him. I don't know. So I watched him last night, and he was doing the really funny thing with the sniffling. And I just love how everybody's saying, and you're taking this, take this from a person that doesn't do drugs, never did drugs, and really is quite oblivious to the whole drug situation. Like, I can never tell. Unless you're, like, absolutely Looney Tunes, and then I probably just think you're crazy anyway. But nobody is saying that the guy could have been on coke, right? Maybe he was just all, and he's sniffing, you know. Yeah, it could be a side effect to medication. My dad used to have dry throat he would cough a little bit from something he was taking for blood pressure. But, you know, I have to say, nobody stated the obvious, although it was pretty funny with Conan last night putting his mic right in his nose and just breathing. So, I don't know, the whole thing. So could we say that maybe Trump was trumped up? Who knows? I have to say, my gut doesn't say no. So, anyway. So that kind of went the way that we anticipated it to go. And it was funny because I was texting with friends while I was watching it. And I have to say, I really stuck it out. I watched the entire thing, and he just became more and more belligerent rather than debating. I mean, didn't anybody ever tell him what a debate actually is? Maybe they should define it for him before he starts the next one. That would be probably the better way to go. Anyway, so yesterday I was finally in my studio and ran 1,000 errands, but I have to say that I started a new watercolor, and I'm working on another painting. But I have to find a new studio again. We're back to that story. Isn't that the fab story? I have until the end of January. And what's the worst time on the planet to move? It's in the dead of winter, right? So February would probably be the worst. March is probably a little better. April's probably the best, right? Unless it's raining or it's really cold. And since we've really had a summer, I think we're going to have a real kick-ass winter. So again, not looking forward to it. Fall has really fallen in. I mean, this is really fall weather. I'm pulling out my jackets. I haven't gone to leather yet because it just seems too soon. I'm not ready. I'm not ready for, like, coats and stuff, but I've been wearing sweat jackets just because they're warm and fuzzy. And it's nicer than having a coat on just yet. Anyway, so that's the story there. Anyway, so I don't know. There's just so many different things going on. It's like what I'm thinking now is to just find a space that, I don't know, a house would be perfect, right? So then I don't have to worry about splitting all of my time between the two. I used to always say I don't want my studio in my house. And now I'm thinking, you know, I wouldn't mind my studio in my house, but it doesn't have to be in the house. I mean, I have a cat, and he likes to get into everything, and he really wants to be near me. So if I had a garage or a separate entranceway into another area, not a bedroom, but like a whole other part of the house, that would be perfect. So now that's what I'm thinking about, and that's what I'm looking for. Am I really looking for it? Not really yet. I'm thinking about it. There you go. Big smile. Thinking about looking. Not looking. Just thinking about it. I don't know. It's kind of the way to go, right? I'll just think about that for a little bit longer, and then there you have it. So, I don't know. Oh, just too many things, right? So, I have to say, just that the whole comedic thing of the debate, it's just, who scares you less? Isn't that the better question? I don't know. She has her merits. I have to say I'm still a fan, but that doesn't mean that, all right, no more politics, Lise. Get you in trouble. I don't want to get in trouble. So let's just leave it there. So I have a new quote-unquote friend. I'm going to start volunteering, and I'm going to start working with this guy, and he's a big opera fan. And so I've been told to go and look at the Met's opera lineup and find what I like, and we'll go and see them. How fabulous is that? You know, for years I've been trying to get people to go with me to see opera, and nobody really wants to make the commitment, the time commitment we're talking about. And, you know, I don't have to see an eight-hour opera. Who wants to sit for 8 hours in one place? And, you know, it gets a little, you know, I get antsy. It's hard for me to just sit in one place, although God knows I've been pretty sedentary the last few months. But, you know, going in and seeing a good opera, I'm not going to lie, Madame Butterfly always makes me cry. And it's like I start crying at the beginning of the third act, and I don't stop until it's completely over. I know that sounds really funny, but really that's how I go. And I just can't help it. It's like Les Mis. It's the same thing, you know. I cry intermittently throughout that whole entire production. And the better the performers, the more I cry. So I guess it really gets to me. It's funny, you know, I could cry at commercials. I know that's all so bizarre, but, you know, hey, it's who I am, right? I'm very sensitive. I'm a very sensitive being. Anyway, too funny. Too many things. So I haven't said anything about space weather because, you know, I haven't been online a lot. And so my email has been stacking up. And I have something like, I don't know, 13,000 emails. I think by this point it's probably higher than that. But one of my nieces was grabbing my phone and telling me, we could just click that they're all red. And I'm like, if you click that they're red, I'm never going to know about the new ones. And that's all I look at, really, the new ones. Now, I'm not saying I open them all up. I really don't. In fact, I most of the time end up throwing them away. So this is how this all works. It's like the vegetables and the fruit in your refrigerator. So you open up the fridge, you're hungry, you want something. You open up the bottom drawer and you look in and you say, oh, look what I have. But it doesn't look so good anymore because it's been in there for a while. So you say, well, it's not done, I can't throw it away, but I really don't want to eat it because it just doesn't look good. So rather than throwing it away right then and there, you wait and you close the refrigerator and then you walk away. A couple of days later, you come back, you look at it again. It's looking worse, but it's still not done. So you just keep on looking at it until it's completely disgusting, and then you throw it away. Well, everything that I do with my email and my mail, everything, I hold on to everything. Oh, I have to have this. I need this paper. And then 6 months later, you look at that paper and you say, oh, this is expired. I don't need this, and you throw it away. It's exactly like the fruit and the vegetables in the refrigerator. So with my email, it's like I keep everything. Oh, this is important. I need this. And then I'll star it. I have so many starred emails. It's not even funny. I think that 90% of my emails are starred important. And then I'm like, oh, yeah, right. I forgot about that. So, yeah, not so much. Not so much. One of those kind of, it's just the way it goes. So you save everything until it's time. And then you say, I have to, right. And then it, you know, okay. So you keep the email like the fruit, and then you say, oh, yeah, I don't need this anymore. Then there's a program, because I have a Mac, and I'm a Mac daddy. You go into the mail program, and you do a search, and then you pull out everything. And I love throwing things away in bulk. So I have to say I dedicate like once or twice a month to throwing away email. And it's really funny because one of these days I'm actually going to have an intern. And I'm just going to say, will you please just go through my email and sort it properly? I just don't, period. I don't do it. And then what happens is, I don't know. It's just the way it goes. That's it. So, yeah, it's all good. So, yeah, well, that's the story. That's all I'm going to say. I'm sticking to it. So I'm planning my next canvas and cocktails, and they're going to be kind of farther away. So right now I've been traveling. The furthest I've gone is Long Island, but now it looks like I'm going to Connecticut. And I have no problem with that. You know, have car, will travel. And this phone sounds terrible. If you could hear the clicking on my end, I'm hoping that you don't hear this. So this is a phone that I've had in the house, and, you know, cable, Time Warner, whatever. If I could get rid of them, I would so in a heartbeat. I think I've said that only 1,000 times. But the clicking is so annoying. But for some odd reason, my cell phone in the home just throws people offline. So that's no good. Can't use that, you know. So, yeah. Anyway. So that's how we roll on this. So, anywho. What next? I don't know. So I'm looking forward to a really nice long weekend and too many things to talk about. You know, when you're so scattered, it's like I have some notes in the studio on a handful of things that I wanted to talk about. And I just, I don't know. I think I've shifted my nights and my days. Like, I can't sleep at night anymore. So instead of getting up and running around, which I used to, I used to be such an insomniac, I used to get up and do things. I used to go to bed later and later and get up earlier and earlier. But my favorite was still to be up all night and come home at like 5 o'clock in the morning and then sleep for 4 or 5 hours. Well, I don't do that anymore because I don't like... And yes, this is the truth. I don't like the studio that I'm in, so I'm not comfortable staying there into the wee hours, even if my car is parked in front of the building. And even though Long Island City is going up like a tinderbox, I mean, people are building everywhere. It's like you drive down one street and there are all these bigger buildings. And I think that I counted 11 new buildings going up right now, like 2 days ago. I was just driving down the street, and it's like everything. They're just going up everywhere. So Long Island City, Industrial Park, no more. So you look around and you say, well, if this is going up so quickly, who's renting these apartments? And when I look into some of the buildings as you're driving by, because you can see everything, it's like it's being on the High Line, right? So you walk on the High Line, and you have this beautiful apartment, and you're on the second or the third floor. Now people are walking right up against your building, and they can look right in. And so, I don't know, wouldn't that make you a little leery? So they're going up, all these buildings are going up. So everywhere you're driving, when you're coming off of the 59th Street Bridge or you're anywhere, it's like you can see right into all these apartments. And some of them are really filling up, some of the buildings. But I'm just like, are you kidding? How is this going on? I mean, I don't know. So who is this? What is the populace that is going into these spaces? That's what I'd like to know. That's all I'm saying on that subject. Is that true? I don't know. So today I'm having a new type of coffee, Kona. This was a gift from a friend of mine who went to Hawaii and brought me back some really good coffee. I love being hooked up like that, good coffee coming from everywhere. And now I only press my coffee out. So I have to say that today I actually made myself a second cup. And for me, a second cup, it's really like six cups of coffee because I have really large mugs, and I don't like to drink out of little mugs. I like a big mug of coffee. So I probably get 20 ounces or darn near close to it, 16 to 20 ounces in the first cup. So technically, even though I made six cups of coffee, I've only had a cup and a half because the mug is so big. I like that. The bigger the mug, the better the... No, I don't know. The bigger the mug, the better the coffee. Maybe not. It gets colder quicker. No, I don't think so. Anyway, but I like a big mug o' coffee. I don't like a little tiny cup of coffee. You know, I remember when I was in Paris, and you go and you sit down in a cafe and you ask for a coffee, and they bring it to you. Now it depends on the cafe, as is with everything, right? So there was one cafe that I went to that was very near. The museum, it's the Modern Art Museum, D'Orsay, I think it was D'Orsay. So I'm sitting in this little cafe, and there's this little cobblestone, it's so gorgeous, and there's this little cobblestone, and there's this little monument in the middle, and I go and I sit in the cafe, and I order a cup of coffee, and it's not like America where the second cup is free, and I don't know, is that still, do they still have bottomless cups of coffee? It's been so long since I've sat in a coffee shop and had coffee because I make coffee in the morning. And then if I'm going to have coffee during the day, I'll either run into a Starbucks or, you know, someplace quick and grab a cup and take it with me. So it's not like I'm sitting and having coffee anymore. And actually my favorite thing in Paris is to sit and have wine on the, you know, just anywhere and sit in a cafe and have the wine because that's nicer. But I was sitting outside, it was morning, and I ordered a cup of coffee. And they brought me this tiny little, tiny cup of coffee. And, I mean, it was probably, in my opinion, like two sips and done. So when I ordered another, and she brought me another, and then I got the bill, it was like I was charged for two coffees. And all I'm thinking, like, was, you call that a coffee? You give me a two-sip coffee, and then you give me another two-sip coffee, and I'm paying for two coffees? It's like... Very interesting. I don't like that. I like the bottomless cup of coffee, and then you can leave a tip anywhere you want. You know, Americans tip, apparently. Foreigners do not. I guess it's because they're getting charged for every little thing that they... I don't know. Oh, I amuse myself. Anyway, just one of those funny things. So I like the big mug o' coffee. I like to go into 7-Eleven and make my own coffee, you know. Then they can't screw it up. You go into a bagel shop and you ask for coffee and if they put sugar in it, forget about it. I bring it back and tell them, listen, I didn't order this. Funny. Funny, everybody likes their coffee exactly how they like their coffee. It's one of those few things, right? We're all exactly the same, but we're all completely different, right? I don't know. Be your own person and use your own personality because every other personality is taken. How does that go? Something along that line, right? Right? I guess. So instead of pacing around the way I used to and fanatically running around doing my radio show, I have to say that I've been, like, really sedentary. So, like, I do my radio show from one spot. I have my coffee in my hand, but I can't take a sip because I'm talking. And, you know, if this were a YouTube video of me talking, I could have pauses and actually breathe in between. Because then you'd be watching me and thinking, okay, well, at least we know it's not dead air. She's sitting and thinking. But, you know, when you do a radio blog talk show, what happens is you have to fill every second with some form of noise, right? Yeah, so there you have it. So you can't even take a deep breath and just think for a second. It's all go, 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 which is always always funny because I've always been that way. Go, 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 go. I guess. Anyway. So, friend that was in town from California this week, and we had some really good catch-up time, and I was turned on to two really cool historic bar slash restaurants, pubs and such and whatnot. And one of them is so historic. It's from the 1800s. It's a place where George Washington used to frequent and then retired there. And it's, I think it's called Foucault Tavern. And it's down in the financial district, not far from South Street Seaport, where I'm at all the time. In fact, I park my car over there and I walk down along the water. And this tavern is spectacular. So a lot of Irish history, and the photos are up, and it doesn't have that beer icky pub smell. It smells really good, actually, and it's really old. It's been there for a long time. So the fact that it smelled good made me so happy. I really like that. And then they have all sorts of really interesting Irish food. I did not eat there, and I had an Irish coffee, which was phenomenal. I have to say that was probably one of the best Irish coffees I've ever had, and I've been to Ireland. That was just spectacular. And then we took a long walk all around the historic area of downtown, you know, the west and the east side. We did, like, around the Little Horn, you know. You follow the path that they now have. Now, I've done that walk a few times, and I would say this was the last semi-warm day. In fact, I wore jeans, but and I was chilly, like half chilly, half. I was, like, between hot and cold. It was in the 70s, 67 to 70 that day, and that's too cold for me. So I was wearing two shirts, you know, you kind of layer it up a little bit. And so I kept taking my shirt off and putting my shirt back on. So in the sun, I was warm and comfortable, you know, I become room temperature. And in the shade, I was cold, so I had to put the shirt back on. 90 seconds, wow, that was quick. And so I didn't really get to, you know, I didn't put on the leather yet. That was the day that I was, like, kicking around. I was like, no, I'm just not ready. That was Sunday. And then the second place that we went for a drink was called the Dead Rabbit. And this place is spectacular. It's three floors, and the first and the third floor are the same menu, the same drink menu and everything. But the second floor is a little different. And I have to tell you, the bar, the whole thing, it was so spectacular. And they're making these really interesting drinks with bitters and liqueurs. And I think I only had one drink. I had two drinks the whole day. Like, I had an Irish coffee in the early afternoon, and then I had some kind of tequila whiskey concoction. I said, yeah, I think I can't drink more than that because, you know, it's just too much in my body. And we shared some truffle fries, which were phenomenal. And I have to say that the whole place was so interesting. They have their own comic book. And I can't think of the guy's name, and I know I have the information. 10 seconds. It's going too quickly. It was just, I don't know. So we were in what's called the occasional room. But they have their own comic strip, and it's like they change their menu every 6 months. And you can buy, I mean, let's talk about capitalism. You can buy the comic book every 6 months. So they have four editions. So the last 2 years, they opened 3 years ago, this center floor. The bar has been there forever, but the center floor, the second floor, was different. And so 3 years ago they opened and blah, blah, blah. But it's a historic place. It's really phenomenal. And it's also downtown. So really cool place. I have to say that I frequented two really cool places that I'm going to have to go back. And it's like now when my friends tell me, so you want to go somewhere different and interesting, this is where I'm going to take them. because I have to say this was definitely different and interesting and historic. But as far as just like going to a pub or a bar for a drink, this place is on the pricier side. It's not, you know, it's not your average little, you know, $10 cocktail, whatever. This is up there. So, or $12 cocktail. I don't know. I usually get a glass of wine, and I guess it's, you know, anywhere between 8 and 12. So I guess, I don't know. All I know is it was very beautiful. It was very historic, and it's really interesting. And that's all I can say on that subject. So the place to go, the Dead Rabbit and the Foucault Tavern. I think I'm saying that right. I hope I'm saying that right. Anyway, two really spectacular places that I will definitely go back to. It reminds me of a place that I went to three years ago in Chinatown, on one of those little tiny streets off of Canal between Mulberry and off in the middle there, really in the thick of it in Chinatown. And you walk in, and there's a guy standing outside really threatening. And you walk in, and they have all these couches. Now, it was when the bed bugs were really rampant. Was that 3 years ago or four? Anyway, so I didn't sit anywhere because there were couches. And I was just like, yeah, no, I can't do it. But their concoctions with the bitters and their drink menu was really cool. It reminded me of Save the Robots and way back in the day when they were serving after-hour drinks in Coke bottles. And, you know, they had all their concoctions, but not bitters like this. This was really, really something. So, very cool. Anyway, so I see that I'm over the time. So, thank you so much for listening. This is Lisa Lisa of the Lisa Lisa Show, getting ready to run around and go to the studio and have a handful of things to take care of. So have a beautiful day. Have a great weekend, and I will be back with you same bat time, same bat channel, next week Wednesday. Bye.